Black History Month begins in February. Black history is American history. There are ongoing efforts in this country to suppress, diminish, distort, and even ban history from being taught. Detractors claim it's divisive to bring up the past. Since when is the truth divisive? Not knowing the complete and disturbing truths of America's past reinforces ignorance and even fuels present-day racism. Connect the past to the present, and you will find answers to questions about why there is hate, discrimination, and bias permeating our society.
Thank you for joining us on the All the Way Authentic podcast, where we delve into authentic conversations about culture, identity, and the human experience. In honor of Black History Month, here's a quick snippet of some of the Black History Month reads and other Black History Month details that we've shared across our social platforms. Thank you for listening.
February is Black History Month. It's important to remember that Black history is American history. And it's vitally important to make sure that the contributions of Black people are spotlighted not only in February, but all year round.
Today we will be exploring the flourishing life of George Washington Carver. George Washington Carver, born into slavery around 1864 in Missouri, emerged as a pioneering scientist and inventor with a profound connection to peanuts. After being kidnapped as a baby, he was rescued by Moses Carver, but his mother and sisters were lost to slave raiders. Following the abolition of slavery, Carver was raised by the Carver family and developed a keen interest in plants and agriculture, earning the nickname the Plant Doctor for his ability to revive sick plants. He pursued education, becoming the first Black man to graduate from Iowa State College in 1894, specializing in botany and fungal diseases. In 1896, Booker T. Washington invited Carver to join the faculty at Tuskegee Institute, where his research on peanuts, sweet potatoes, and soybeans flourished. Carver dedicated himself to agricultural advancements, particularly aimed at assisting impoverished Black farmers. Utilizing his mobile classroom, the Jessup Wagon, he brought agricultural education directly to formerly enslaved farm workers, employing a combination of showmanship and expertise to enlighten and entertain audiences about the possibilities of agriculture. Carver's innovative uses for peanuts ranged from lotions to dyes and plastics, showcasing his imaginative and practical approach to plant science.
Mamie Phipps Clark was an African-American social psychologist who, along with her husband, Kenneth Clark, focused on the development of self-consciousness in Black preschool children. Clark was born and raised in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Clark received her post-secondary education at Howard University, and she earned her bachelor's and master's degrees there. For her master's thesis, known as The Development of Consciousness of Self in Negro Preschool Children, Clark worked with Black Arkansas preschool children. This work included doll experiments that investigated the way African American children's attitudes toward race and racial self-identification were affected by segregation. According to the study, children who attended segregated schools preferred playing with white dolls over Black dolls. The study was highly influential in the Brown versus Board of Education court case. It shed light on the effects of racial segregation in school-age children. Clark's experiences with segregation led her to become a civil rights activist in her community and provide for the youth in that community. Mamie Phipps Clark.
On February 3, 1920, a landmark moment in American sports history unfolded with the founding of the Negro National League, the NNL, officially establishing organized professional baseball for African-American players. Spearheaded by baseball pioneer Rube Foster at the Paseo YMCA in Kansas City, the NNL aimed to provide a platform for Black athletes who were systematically excluded from Major League Baseball due to racial segregation. This groundbreaking initiative not only showcased incredible athletic talent, but also laid the foundation for a vibrant chapter in sports history. The Negro National League became a catalyst for the formation of subsequent Black baseball leagues, leaving an enduring legacy that celebrates the resilience, skill, and cultural significance of African-American ballplayers in the face of societal challenges.
In the United States, Black History Month holds significant importance as it provides annual opportunity to delve deeper into the rich and complex history of Black Americans, a narrative often inadequately covered in standard American history classes. While milestones such as Martin Luther King Jr. Day commemorate the achievement of prominent figures, Black History Month broadens the scope, offering a dedicated time
time frame to reflect on the struggles, triumphs, and contributions of the entire Black community. The celebration of Black History Month is crucial in addressing the historical gaps and systemic biases that have limited the comprehensive understanding of Black Americans' experiences. Recognizing the need for a more inclusive narrative, Black History Month serves as a reminder that American history cannot be fully grasped without acknowledging the profound impact of Black individuals on the nation's development. By celebrating Black History Month, we honor the resilience and perseverance of a community that has played an integral role in shaping the social, cultural, and economic fabric of the United States.
Today, I want to share with you 10 lesser-known facts about Martin Luther King Jr. 1. His birth name was Michael King. He was renamed at the age of 6 when his father visited Germany and learned about Martin Luther, the leader of the Protestant Reformation. 2. He was admitted to Morehouse College in 1944 at the age of 15. 3. His favorite pastime was billiards, a hobby he picked up in college, and he played the game throughout his life. 4. King was arrested 29 times, with most charges against him being dropped. 5. He was the first Black person to be named Time Magazine's Man of the Year in 1963. 6. At 35 years old, he was the youngest person ever to receive a Nobel Peace Prize. 7. In 1958, a decade before he was murdered, he survived another assassination attempt. 8. In 1964, he won a Grammy Award for his documentary, We Shall Overcome, The March on Washington, August 28, 1963. 9. 6 years after his assassination, his mother was shot and killed while playing the organ during a service at Ebenezer Baptist Church. 10. He was a Trekkie who had a deep love for the show Star Trek. He met actress Nichelle Nichols, who played Lieutenant Uhura, and convinced her to stay on the show when she was thinking about quitting, stating, "For the first time, we are being seen the world over as we should be seen," driving home the importance of representation on the big screen. Today, we will be exploring the inspiring life of Bessie Coleman. Bessie Coleman, born on January 26, 1892, in Atlanta, Texas, paved the way as the first African-American woman to obtain an international pilot's license in the 1920s. Growing up in a segregated environment, Coleman faced financial constraints that hindered her education. In 1915, she moved to Chicago, where her brother's tales of women's freedom during World War I inspired her dream of pursuing an aviation career. Despite facing rejection from U.S. flight schools due to her race and gender, Coleman, with the support of Robert Abbott, the publisher of the Chicago Defender, pursued her passion in France. She learned French, enrolled in the Coldren Brothers School of Aviation, and earned her international pilot's license on June 15, 1921. Coleman's achievements marked a significant milestone for Black individuals in the United States, as she defied prejudice and soared to new heights in the world of aviation.
Let's celebrate the life and legacy of James Baldwin, one of the most influential writers of the 20th century. Born in Harlem in 1924, Baldwin grew up in poverty, but his exceptional talent as an essayist, novelist, and playwright allowed him to establish himself as a prominent voice on race relations in America. Baldwin's writing was characterized by his eloquence and passion, as well as his ability to tackle complex issues of race relations with clarity and searing psychological insight. He was unafraid to express his anger and frustration at the injustices of the world, making his work all the more poignant and powerful. Baldwin was also a trailblazer in the representation of queer themes in fiction, with his novel Giovanni's Room in 1956 being one of the first to explore this subject matter. His other notable works include the novels Go Tell It on the Mountain in 1953 and Another Country in 1962. He also wrote plays, which included The Amen Corner in 1954 and Blues for Mr. Charlie in 1964. Baldwin died in France in 1987.
Contributing and supporting Black History Month is a meaningful way to recognize and celebrate the rich heritage of Black Americans. Here are ways you can engage, educate yourself, take the initiative to learn more about Black history beyond what is traditionally taught. Read books, watch documentaries, and explore resources that provide a comprehensive understanding of the struggles, achievements, and contributions of Black Americans. Promote Black voices, amplify Black voices and perspectives by supporting Black authors, artists, and content creators. Share their work, attend events, and contribute to platforms that highlight diverse narratives.